Let's join Joyce Weiss in an interview with Larry Henry.
I'm talking with Joyce Weiss, internationally recognized keynote speaker and facilitator, helps others resolve employee issues that impact the bottom line. And Joyce, one of the things you talk about with your Bold Solutions program is be direct with respect. Why did you create Be Direct with Respect?
Well, Larry, after I was doing my team building programs for a while, I realized that many of my clients did not know how to be direct with respect. Both leaders and employees seem to have a hard time with conflict resolution. I found out that they really feared telling others what they needed to say, not necessarily what they wanted to say. And I did ask people, what's going on here? And some of them actually said, I'm afraid to tell the truth because I might get fired. Or they just don't know how to be direct with respect.
What communication issues do your clients want to improve when they talk with you?
Employee conflict is getting in their way. They realize that this costs them time and money. Or the other issue is improving morale when the budget cuts are so strong because of the economy. So these are the things that people call me about because they realize that this is getting in their way of having productivity.
Speaking of being productive, why is it so hard for some people to use constructive feedback?
They don't know how. Maybe they were raised in a family where they were told, don't speak, just listen. Sometimes it's culture. Only respect people and don't tell them the truth. There's so many reasons. I find that the most common reason is they just never learned how. Because most of us, I don't know about you, Larry, did you have a class on conflict resolution in school?
No.
Well, that's what I'm finding. So that's why it's been such a popular program.
What are some of the mistakes that others make when they attempt to be direct with respect?
Sometimes they're too direct. The old-fashioned word, aggressive. Sometimes they're just too tough. They think by being honest, they have to use really strong words or hurt the person. That's a huge mistake. The other one is they go around in circles, and by the time they are direct, they're talking about the weather or they're talking about the economy, and the time has passed where they could have taken advantage of an opportunity to be honest.
How can leaders improve their meetings with direct with respect?
First of all, I would encourage the leaders to be honest. The minute they see someone rolling their eyes, or if people are being too chatty, or if other people just don't follow through with something on the agenda, be honest, be direct, and tell them about this. I find that there are so many people telling me that their meetings are unproductive because the leaders do let people get away with some of these things. Actually come out and say, okay, I see that there are eyes rolling. Let's talk about it. What's going on? Be direct with some of the things that you're seeing. And I find that that is probably one of the biggest things that I hear people tell me. The meetings are either too long, they're not productive, or our leaders don't know how to lead.
Could you share the power talk formula since it is such a powerful skill?
Absolutely. It's easy. All it is using the words, I feel, when, because. For example, when a leader sees people rolling eyes in a meeting, instead of being nasty or really hard on that person, say something like, I feel frustrated when I see people rolling their eyes at a meeting because I've asked all of you, be open with me. What's going on? The power talk formula, it's easy to learn, but it takes a while to learn. And the most important thing about it is, if you heard, I didn't use the word you. I didn't use the word but. You and but just make people feel defensive. Power talk formula is a very easy thing to learn. I sometimes even write it on my hand. Larry, I do. I mean, when I have to talk to either to a family member or a client, I actually put down, I feel, when, because, and that forces me to use those words and not you. You're always rolling your eyes at meetings. You say that, person will get defensive.
Here's the big question everyone's interested in. How can Be Direct with Respect affect the bottom line?
When your employees are rude to customers and you as a leader or a colleague do not confront this person, that customer is going to be so upset that they were not treated well that they're going to go to someone else and tell everybody, you can't believe the disrespect I received. So why be direct with respect is so important is that leaders, even team members, have to confront everybody when they hear somebody being rude. This behavior is allowed. You see it yourself, Larry, when you go, whether it's a restaurant or it's a retail store. So this all affects the bottom line, and it's as easy as stopping that behavior. Do not be afraid that you're going to offend someone. If you heard somebody being rude to a customer, you have to stop it right away. Because number one, the customers are going to be upset, like I said. And number two, your team members are not going to respect you as a leader because they're going to see that this behavior can get taken advantage of, and that just can't exist.
For more on the Bold Solutions program and specifically Be Direct with Respect, go to www.joyceweiss.com.